Gary Cleese joins us now to take a look at the meeting today at Taree. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, Sean. Good, yeah. Warm day. It's normally, you know, after lunch or after 1 o'clock, you'll get that little bit of a sea breeze kick in. So hopefully that does happen. But pretty warm at the moment, mate.
All right, so fine, a good three there today. Now, the first one had 2 King of Monaco and 5 Buyer's Remorse. Now, 8 Test of You, $1.45, very short. 6 El Casco, $4.60. 10 Conquering Kate, $5.50. 1 Full on Billy, $19. 7 Hollywood Charger, $23. 11 Lively is $31. Now, 3 Lagarde Star, $34. And the others, 4 Lord Morpheus and 9 Your Other Boy, about $41.
Yeah, shortened up here, Test of You, with King of Monaco coming out. Being scratched earlier on this morning, but I'm with him here. 18.67. Look, Sean, he's only had 4 starts. He's had 2 runs back. He runs second at Muswellbrook over 12.80, coming from near last. Race wasn't run to suit here 13 days ago. They just walked in front and didn't suit him one little bit, but he was only beaten 0.1 of a length. And that was only his first go at the mile and only his second run back. So you would think he'd be hard to beat. 10 Conquering Kate, finding it hard to win. She was formerly trained by Matty Dunn. Bob Milligan's got her now. Bob's given her 2 runs. Run 7th at Port 1200 and run 3rd in the same race as Test of You last start. Draws well and nothing wrong with a run. 6 El Casto, he's had a couple of runs back. He draws nice. And I'm going to throw in around the mix. Other than that, the Hollywood Chargers goes in. I thought he was a little bit plain at Tongue Curry there a week ago, but maybe just the shifty track didn't suit him. But he's certainly a little bit better than that last run at Tongue Curry. 8-10, 6 and 7 in race 1.
Righto, the second, 12, 13, 15 out. The Intern, Glenn Appen and Talks the Talk. The favourite one, the Big Call, equal with 3 I Am Awesome. They're both $3.20. 6 Sankstella is $7. Number 2, Fumaroles at $9.50. 7 Cosmic City and 10 Renal Son of a Gun, both $10. 9 Natural Predator, $11. Number 5, Celebrator and 8 Doro Magic, $23. And then 4 Dragon Dropper, 11 Reorder and 14 Can't Star, around $51.
Starting to beat the toppy, Sean. 1, 6, 2 and 10. She's had 2 runs back. She's had 4 runs overall. Rodney Norvin's gone, and she was placed last prepper running 3rd in the Doomben Maiden, and they're beaten a couple of lengths. But a little bit plain first up 1200. Maybe she needed that, but like the last run at Scone, had to work off a gate. Just found the winner miles too good for Years of Gold, but still boxed on good and comes into the 8th gate now with scratchings. Chinkstella, I give her a chance for 6 years. She's had the 3 runs back and just knocked up about the last 100 metres, 3rd up over 1,500 metres. I reckon that run will do her the world of good. Fumarola, I want to have a look at him in the yard. He's a newcomer to the Milligan stable. Only 3 goes. He runs 5th on debut at Alsbury, 4th at Wine, he's next. And then they stepped him from the mile to the 2,400 metres. So he was a little bit plain in the run home, but maybe he didn't run it. 7-week break and back for 1,400. And this is certainly an easier maiden than what he has contested at his only 3 starts. And 10 Real Son of a Gun. I'm leaving in these. A former Victorian horse. I really liked his first run at Port and even his second run behind Drew Drop. But he's another horse that went to Tongue Curry and he just didn't put in. Not only that, he did break through the great gates earlier on. He might have got himself a little bit fired up. So I'm just going to forgive him a little bit for his last run. 1, 6, 2 and 10 in race 2.
Right, the third, Planet 13, 14, 15, 16, Apollo Eagle, Frog March, Glenn Appen and Chivano. 2 Editors is $3.20, number 8, La Bia Choisie, $3.50, 10 St. Helena, $3.70, 9 Lilac Wines, $4.60, 3 Shouldn't Miss at $14, 12 Your Little Beauty, $23, and then a whole stack of them around the $41 mark, 1 Grand Achiever, 4 JWG, 5 Empire Kate, 6 Nickels, 7 Killer Moves, 11 Snuggle Cuddles.
Yeah, 2, 8, 10, 3, Sean, on with Editors here. He's a former Victorian. He's only had the 1 run for Ross Did. I mean, prior to going to Mudgee first up, he did trial him, and he trialled well at Port Macquarie, beaten 2.6 lengths behind Victoria and running second. We saw Victoria win the highway, but really liked his run at Mudgee. That was on a showcase day. I still think he was in the worst part of the track. They were winning down the middle. He was back on the fence, and he had to be steadied at the on the home turn up until the 300-metre mark. So things never went quite right, and he draws good today with a few scratchings. La Bière Soisie, the 8. She had 1 run back, down the line, really good at Scone. Got back and charged home late over the 1,100 metres, only beaten 1.9. So you would think the 12.57 had suited her better. 10 goes in here saying, Leon, I'm trying to make a first-up run. Jeremy Sylvester's got on in. Her trials were enormous. She did figure in the Stewart's report, but he does wake the blinkers back on her. So that might be the key to her, and she draws good. And I want to look at 3. Shouldn't Miss. She's on debut and has trialled up well. Sean, 2, 8, 10 and 3.
Rightio, the next event, race 4, and here we've got a full field. Now, 1 Clunes Rocket, 270, 4 Commander Touré, 420, 2 Forever Alone, 850, number 3 Walwara Ben, 9, 8 Prince High, 950. We've got 6 Chateau Roux and 9 Mosture Lucy at 11, 7 Gold Dancer, 15, and then 10 Rambler Bay, 17, 5 Luna de Hero, 23.
Yeah, I'm 1492. I'm with the toppy here. I mean, he gets back to his pet distance, Clunes Rocket. I know he hasn't won for some time, but he's been at the 1500 and the mile his last four or five runs at least. So his best form is at 1400. He just can't win any further than, well, 1450 he's won up to, but he gets the gate. He's won four here in the past and a bit of claim for Chloe Baker. Hard to beat. Four Commander Tour. He's on the quick backup from Scone on Friday. He was beaten a couple of lengths. Well, not that far behind St. Luke. I mean, prior to that, he didn't run the mile out of Tamworth. So obviously, he's done good since Friday because Alan Denham wouldn't be running him. He hadn't. 9 Moscow Lucy, I like the way she started to chip to the line first up over the 1250, getting up to a suitable distance, 14. And I'm giving 2 Forever Alone a chance. He's another one. He's run a couple over 1400 metres, and his last four and five runs have been at the 1100 and 1200. So he's going to appreciate getting up to a little bit better trip. 1-4. 9 and 2, race 4.
Righto, race 5. 6 Spinning Gold comes out. 8 Zigamore, 290. 2 Lippian Pearls, $6 with 7 Blinkinati. 4 Huswig, 650. 5 Hippie High Ho, also at 650. 1 Hirokin at $8. 3 Push the Sky Away, 11. 9 Another Valley, 16. And 10 Pompatine, $26.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite. I'm 8-7-1-4. I'm with him here, Zigamore. We liked him at Tuncurry, Priscilla and I. Things just never went right for him whatsoever for the last 150 metres. And that was only his second run back. He's third up today. He had 58.5 there a week ago, and he dropped 3 kilos. And he's had 3 goes here, 1 win, 1 place. And fair luck to where he never had it at Tuncurry of the yard to beat. 7 Blinganati ticking away good. Like he's run a port under the 59. It might have anchored him. He's not over big, but he gets a nice weight drop. He gets on his home track from a good gate. Hirokin, the top weight, goes in. They has to go in because last 4 runs have been at Warwick Farm, Canterbury, and then Mudgee in that Mudgee Cup. Got to carry the big weight, but gets a soft gate to get it. And Huswick's around the mark, the 4. He hasn't won for some time, but he's only been beaten about 1.4, 1.7 his last 3 or 4 runs. Nice. Bit horse from the Rodney Northern Yard. 8-7, 1-4, race 5.
All right, we take our 1 Arlington Heights. This was a late scratching out of the 6. Now 4, he's pretty cool, 3.10. Number 2, Munchai, 4.20 with 5 hour tax return. 3 Sarara at $6, 6 Dan at 10, 9 Southern Delight 16, 7 Runaway Jet 17, 12 Mr. Hooterbell at 34, and then 8 Von Galetta, 10 Finnegan, 11 Synchronicity, all around $41.
Yeah, I'm 4256. I'm with a horse named after you, Sean. He's pretty cool. liked his run of Scone. He was a mile off him going down the back, and all he wanted to do was charge to the line. And I've seen him being a little bit more handy, whether he just got tightened up out of the gates or not, but if he's a little bit more handy, and the one gate probably frightens you a little bit because he might be a better horse when he gets to the outside, but he was really good last start. Mudjai, the 2, has had the 2 runs back down the line, first up in an unsuitable race at 1,200. Got back again at Scone, 1,300 metres behind Warwick Avenue, beaten 1.9, straight up to the mile here. Got a suitor right down to the ground. 5 hour tax return. Seemed to have every chance to team. We've got held up a little bit on the home turn, but the winner just had the wood on her. But, oh, him, sorry, he's fit. And I've given 16 a chance. He's had 1 run back over 1,200. He's got a very, very good second-up record. And Jan Bowen would have him a lot fitter here today. So he goes in around the multiples. 4-2-5-6, race 6.
Well, 2 Oakfield General, 3 Stars and Stripes, 600 passes, 7 Do I Know You, come out of race 7. Now, 1 Sleepwalker, 270, 5 Jay-Zoo, $5, 10 Shaker Bonbon, 550, 4 Mansab, 850. Number 9, Oh No, Not Again, $9.50. 13, Isadiva, 14, with 4, Lonnie Rocks. Then 8, Stoddard, 15. 11, Kavaka's Girl, 18. 12, Funky Monkey, 31.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy. He worries me a little bit with the weight, 61.5, plus probably a kilo for the best, 62.5. And I'm with him. I'm 110, 14, and 8. He's too good. His run was really good here behind Copot. He was beaten 2.5. He just wanted to over-race when the speed slowed, and that was at the 650, but he still kept finding the line. But he did have 59. He's a 61.5, like I said, plus a kilo for the best. Tim Shaker Bonbon, he might have found the key to a Barry Ratcliffe, sorry, running a bit of a trip because really good at grafting there behind a Love Time. And Mount Heidi came out of the same, 2 runs ago, Mount Heidi came out of that race beyond the exhibition, and it's gone on to win. I've shown the 14 here. Lonnie Rocks. I'm throwing him in. He's had a couple of runs back. He was second behind. Oh, I've got this 7 weeks ago at Casino, and I've got this has since gone on to win. And 8 Stoddart. He's had the 4 runs back. He can plug away. He's backing great on his last run where he went around in a pretty good class 3. So he'll appreciate getting back to class 1 company. 1/10, 14/8 race the last, Sean.
All right. What's your best there, Gary?
Yeah, pretty short the first test of you, but I didn't think he'd be that short. But King of Monaco comes out, so that forces him right in. So race 1, number 8, test of you. And I like the toppy in race 2, number 1, big call. So they're my 2, Sean. Race 1, number 8, race 2, number 1. Quaddy numbers, we'll just shorten it a little bit. 1, 4, and 9 first leg. Then 8, 7, 1 second. 4, 2, 5, and 6 in the third leg. And 1, 10, and 14, Sean. But just get that little bit of a breeze later on during the day. It'll just cool things down. But other than that, the track's in magnificent order, mate. And we'll do it all again tomorrow at Armidale. I've got massive deals there for Armidale Jockey Club.